Hello and welcome, lovelies. This is going to be one of the last episodes of the D Word as we know it thus far, because I'm announcing right now, and you've heard over the last couple of weeks, we're talking about life purpose. We're talking about standing into your vision, coming into yourself, healing from those things that were maybe seemingly holding you back before. And so for those of you who are following me on my other platforms, because this is going to go both on the Facebook pages and on the D Words podcast. So this is going to be a lump sum of a mission statement of what it is that I am going to achieve in 2020. And so for those of you who know, I'm going to take you kind of through the whole thing and as to why things are changing and where this evolution is going to take me. And I'm really excited about this. I know now that I am coming into a full alignment of how I'm to serve the world. And we've been talking about that, right? We've been talking about that on the podcast. If you've been coming to me for sessions and healing and guidance, these are the things we're talking to you about as well. And I really needed to stand into that this year of 2019, because now we're coming, gosh, it's like the 16th, 15th, 16th, 17th of December. I don't even know what day it is. And we are closing in on a chapter, a decade. And through that decade, I, just like you, have spent a lot of time figuring out who I was, what I wanted to achieve, what I was here to do, what my mission is, how I'm supposed to serve the world. And I came into that, you know, you've seen the journey for the last 6-7 years, you've seen that evolution of who I am and how I serve the world and what kinds of programs and services I was creating that were in alignment with the person that I was evolving each and every time to becoming. You know, I was doing readings and sessions and healings, and I was absorbing myself, as we often do, on our learning, trying to figure out who we are. We're testing the waters with even programs and services, because you've seen so much evolve with that. And, you know, so it's in part entrepreneurial and part spiritual development, right? Because who I've been as a brand, as a healer, as a psychic medium, as who I am, I've delivered that fully to the world. And in this last year, I've done a lot of healing myself. So I had pulled away, and we kind of talked about that a little bit in the last episode. You know, I pulled away, but it was a purposeful pulling away. I think looking at back on this now, especially over the last few weeks, I felt initially that I felt like maybe I should have leaned into the business, but I really needed to pull away from it. This can be great advice for entrepreneurs, for healers, for spiritual development people on your evolution, and just in general advice. Because I knew at that point, because I'd been going so heavy into the business before that point, that I was reaching burnout all the time. You know, I was coming to the table, serving you, helping you achieve your goals, coming into your purpose, seeing and holding that space of who your higher self was, what your purpose was, who you were supposed to come into, to be, what would make your soul come alive. And I worked with you doing that. And so over this last year, I started doing that for myself. I said, I need to figure out who this new version of me is. You know, as we evolve and we grow, my gifts became more vibrant, more pivotal, I think, to the bigger vision. You know, not, you know, I certainly don't want to discredit the work that I've already done, because it's been important, it's been pivotal, and it was in alignment with who I was at the time. But now and we've done a lot of deep diving, we've done a lot of amazing things, and you guys have been loving and supportive and amazing. So I'm not taking away from that experience at all, because that's what we all needed. That's what you needed. That's what I needed to deliver. That's what I needed at the time. And so now, as I've evolved in my own spiritual development as a person, as a woman, a mother, a wife, a healer, an entrepreneur, I know now that I need to step it up again, you know, come into an even higher purpose of vision and hold this vision, not just for myself, but I need to do this for you, for humanity, for the collective. Because I've been very pulled and driven, as a lot of you who are enveloped and understand energy and healing, life purpose, spiritual development, that our world now is shifting from this 3D reality to the fourth. Many are living in this fifth dimensional mindset, spirituality connection. And when I came into this fourth space, I released a lot of anger. I released a lot of trauma, a lot of childhood emotions, triggers, things I was holding on to. And I've shared that in the podcast. And part of that release was also me sharing that on the podcast. I think that's why it served its purpose when it did and how it did. And I think that purpose is now over. But what we know is that we need to fulfill not just my destiny and our destinies as individuals, but it is our duty as healers that are called to this kind of action to stand this time and come into the highest version of ourselves so we can serve humanity. How I know I need to serve is to help people. We need to shift. We need to understand that the world that we live in now, that can be tumultuous, can be emotional, difficult, bring in anger and disappointment and all of these things that we're dealing with, you know, traumas, wars. We don't have to live that way. And it's such a huge concept to understand. So I get it if this isn't in your alignment right now. If this isn't in your alignment right now, simply send love to your higher self, knowing that if it's meant for you, it's meant for you. And if not, that's okay, because we're not all supposed to have this kind of alignment. So that being said, I know my purpose is to awaken those who are ready. To awaken them to what? Well, to awaken them to the understanding that we are energy, that things like money coming and flowing to us can be magnificent. It's a tool that we can utilize that can help us create abundance within ourselves so that we can create abundance within the world we live in. Money is just a frequency. Money mindset is huge for many people, especially as we're struggling now. Many of you are struggling financially with your work. You're not feeling fulfilled. You don't feel like you're doing something that's passionate. And there's a reason for that. If you're feeling unaligned with who you are, what you're doing now, that's your call to action. That's your call to figure out who that is. That's a big task to achieve. I've spent the last 7 years trying to figure that out. And then the last, you know, 15 years before that, trying to determine all my chaos. So I know that that's a difficult task. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. And this is where I'm coming into alignment. And so over the last 5 years, I've seen many of you transform into these beautiful, loving individuals who felt unacknowledged, felt unfulfilled, felt broken. And seeing you transform over the last few years has been magnificent. You guys are owning businesses for yourselves. You guys are succeeding regardless of the market right now. You are thriving. Many of you have retired. Many of you have left bad relationships that weren't serving you. And it's been beautiful to see that transition because now you're both beautiful people. Many of you have gotten back with your spouses in a new and beautiful way. Many of you are having more positive relationships with your children, with your partner, with the world. You are coming into alignment with who you want to be in your job. You know, you've come to me asking, you know, what opportunity should I take? I'm not feeling very fulfilled. What does my higher destiny have in store for me? And so it was leading you to where you were already going. You were going to figure it out eventually, but giving you that confidence and validation and saying, look, this is what I see for you. You already see it, but this is giving you the allowance and the okay and the validation to step into it, to make those decisions. And that's all I really did, was holding that space for you to allow you to heal and to make the decisions you knew you already needed to make. Whether you thought coming to me, that's what it was all about or not, but just connecting you with your higher self. But I'm no longer wanting to be that conduit for you. I want you to step in and be the conduit for yourself, so you have that direct connection to your higher self, the universe, God, so you have a renewed sense of faith. You feel empowered so that you don't need anybody else to tell you what to do or how to do it. You're not going to need someone to lean on to help you make decisions. You're going to know within, and you're going to have this purity and this confidence and knowing that you are where you're supposed to be. And I want to help you with that. I've done it for myself. And that being said, when I said I needed to ask for help, just like you've asked for help of me, it was my time to ask for help because I wasn't. And I needed to step up, ask for help, invest in myself, invest in my business. So I've hired a team. I've hired some coaches. They're called Luscious Hustle. So how beautiful is that? So shout out to Laura and Betsy. So I know I'm going to share this with our mastermind group as well at some point. But to have them as part of now this coming into my higher self, this best version of me, standing in what it is that I really want to do. And they're showing me how to clearly make this happen in a very clear, concise, and simple way. Because my mind is not very simple. I'm talking to spirit. I'm talking to ladies. I'm talking to dead people. I'm talking to my spirit team. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling me and my kids. And there's so much energy going on here that I needed to say, hey, I need to strip that of me and ask someone for help. And so they've already been such a pivotal influence in just the short couple weeks we've been working together. And I've met so many beautiful and amazing people because of it. I'm listening to new podcasts that I wasn't before because they host a podcast. Pardon me, they host a podcast as well. And so check them out. They're called Luscious Hustle. And you can find them on Instagram and their website and everything else. And they're absolutely fabulous. They're intelligent. They're magnificent. They are spiritual leaders in what it is that they're doing, helping people lean into their businesses and create really the same thing that I want to create for you, just on a different level, on a personal level. And they're doing this for our businesses. But they know that for us, and this is what I've been learning as well, is that for us to step into our businesses and hold this vision for ourselves, that we have to change ourselves as well. The way we think, the way we connect with money, the way that we connect with our clients and our people, setting boundaries with those things so that we can come in with a clear vision. So they are holding this magnificent space and vision for me and helping me come into this so that I am standing in my confidence in myself so I can deliver exactly what it is that I want to deliver, but that you need. And so if you're listening to this and you're watching this, you know, I would love to hear from you. So please go to the Facebook page, Instagram. We're at the D Word Productions, both on Facebook and on Instagram. Or you can simply email me and share some of your stories. What is it that you want to learn? What have you actually taken from the podcast thus far as well? What's been important? What have you enjoyed about this podcast that you want to learn more about? Because all of these podcasts so far have had all these undertones of the things that I'm going to continue to teach, but just in a more spiritual driven, guided way and vision for you. So anything that you feel like you're taking from this, please, I want to hear from you. So email me at thedwordproductions@gmail.com, and because we're going to be changing things up. So this podcast here is, as I said, is of the last ones. This is probably going to be the last one of the year. As I take about a 2-week hiatus here with the podcast itself, because we are rearranging everything. We are rearranging the podcast. We are rearranging my readings and healing business and making it all one cohesive space. And so that's where Luscious Hustle comes in, where they're going to fine tune that for me, help me create tailored programs for you. I would love to do one-on-one masterminds. I would love to do even retreats in the future. I want to create the space for you where, as I say, you're going to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life. That remains the same. But I'm stepping into my woo, as you guys are calling it. You want me to, as I posted to the board, to the community, at the D Word community, you guys wanted me to teach my woo. You wanted to talk about spirituality and all of that. So that's where my heart is. That's where my soul feels most alive. And I could talk for days about those things. So I know I'm going to have content that's going to be amazing for you, because I'm still going to do a podcast. I'll be present on Facebook and Instagram. That I know. And we're going to deliver this in a whole new, beautiful, magnificent way. So I really want to thank you guys for tuning in today, for watching, for listening, because it's going to, as I said, go out on all the platforms that are existing right now. And I really want to hear from you. Right now is your opportunity to be heard, to feel validated in what it is that you need, so I can create programs around what the collective, what you need. So do that. Send me voicemails or emails. Reach out on the platforms, because I want to hear from you. So thank you guys so much for joining us here in our 2019 episode, last episode of 2019. And we will see you guys very soon. I will be delivering a full update of where you can reach us in the future. What's going to happen exactly with the D Word, what the business is going to be marketed and branded as. I'm going to be sharing all of that with you, so that if you are still wanting to be a part of the spiritual development and enlightenment, the shift into the 4D, and you want to be a part of this and join that community, then you'll be able to find all of those details out, and we'll be able to step in to the highest version of ourselves together. So thank you guys so much. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Have a beautiful Christmas, beautiful holiday season, and we will be seeing you guys very soon.